This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. What should you, the average investor, do to ride out this crisis in the financial markets? We turn now to Michelle Singletary. She's our finance contributor for some advice. And Michelle, people who may have taken a peek at their 401k accounts and had a minor heart attack after seeing what happened after yesterday's free fall in the stock markets, what should they do now? Should they just close that piece of paper back up and pretend they never saw it, or should they do something?
Well, it depends on where you are in terms of your investment strategies. If you are in your 20s or 30s, or you've got 20 years to retirement, you got to shut some of this news out. Listen some, but stop looking at it on a daily basis, because you will have a heart attack. You will panic. If you are diversified, meaning that you have allocated your investment contributions across the board, some stocks, some bonds, large companies, small companies, international stocks, you're going to be able to ride this out.
Well, what about shifting the allocations? Should you do that?
I wouldn't do that right now, because if you shift now, meaning that you're going to have to sell some to put it in some other asset allocation, you might be locking in some losses on some good companies. You know, lots of companies took a major hit, and some of them didn't deserve to take a hit. So if you shift what you have in there now, you could be locking in your losses. Instead, what I advise you to do, if you're not well diversified, go to your benefits office and reallocate your new contribution. So new money going in, make sure that money is being diversified. And like about four times a year, I do this with my own portfolio. I sit down with my financial advisor. We look at to see if I'm overexposed in one area, and then I shift new contributions. And so that's what I would tell people now. So new money going in, you might want to put that in some other areas if you're not diversified.
Let's talk about people who are facing retirement imminently, or they're planning their retirement. What should they be doing?
I hate to say this, and I don't want to panic them. You should be worried if you're not diversified. But listen, if you are near retirement, the first step to take is determine how your assets are currently allocated. Because in retirement, you're looking at a lot of different income streams. Social Security, if you by some chance and luck still have a pension, what you have in savings, what your expenses are. So you don't panic if you've got other income streams. But if every dime you have is in one stock or one sector, you ought to be worried, because you are not diversified, and you need to be talking to a professional about how to get out of this and reallocate so that you can have enough money to live through retirement. So those who are probably 20 years, 15 years away from retirement probably not need to worry. If you are closer, you're going to have to get some help.
Well, given the current market, you put all your money in T-bills, you're not going to get anything.
Right. You know, one thing I would suggest, and not putting all your money in there, there's something called Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, or TIPS for short. And these are securities that are tied to the Consumer Price Index. It allows your principal to keep up with inflation. And this is a good product if you are risk averse and you're not sure what the heck to do, and you're worried about your money keeping pace with inflation. You certainly can look at this is an option.
Michelle Singletary, Day to Day's personal finance contributor, and she writes the Color of Money column for the Washington Post. If you have some questions for Michelle, you can write to her. Go to our website, npr.org/daytoday. Click on Contact Us and put Michelle in the subject line. Michelle, thank you.
You're so welcome.